Well, school's out, right?
Yeah, school's out.
So we don't have the kids calling in and,
nope.
and telling us about their phenology reports, but we have something very special.
We do. We've got one final phenology report from our good friends over at the North Shore Community School. Robbie T.G. is the teacher there, and she has chaperoned her kids into the woods all year long, and they have had amazing reports. They always have really exciting reports. And
also, it's a special part of our listening area. It's really on the eastern fringe of our listening
yep.
area, and they kind of cover that North Shore in a way that, you know, we don't hear that much about
yeah.
in North Central and Northwestern Minnesota.
Yep.
And even on the Iron Range, it's quite different than when you get over near the lake.
That lake has a tremendous effect on their phenology. And you can see it when we listen to the kids and they're reporting. You know, we get to be ahead of them, which is
true.
Kind of odd because technically right there along the shore, it's a whole growing season warmer, you know. I've forgotten now whether we're three. We used to be three. We might be 3B or 3A or four now. Yeah, their zones that uh-huh. and Duluth or the North Shore right along the lake is always one zone warmer. Not warmer, but longer. So they have an earlier last frost of spring and a later first frost of fall. Their growing season's a bit longer, and they can grow some trees and plants that we don't see over here. So
and then you go 10, 20 miles inland, and
yep.
it's different.
Then you're back, and you're back with the rest of us. Yeah. So give a listen to what Robbie has to say today. This is really quite unique.
This is the phenology report for the week of June 1st, 2019. My name is Mrs. T.G., and I'm your phenologist for this week. Phenology is about firsts, lasts, and changes in the natural world. In the phenology cycle of our school year, we teachers make some observations. We see some firsts, like the kid who never says anything in class, giving a fantastic presentation in front of the room, leaving everyone speechless. Changes often occur after winter break into January, when, in contrast with the season, some blossoming occurs. One student becomes a better speller, one has a new best buddy, while another is beaming ear to ear with a high grade on their math test. We fall into habits of organization, routine, and work. Some kids are like the willows and alders whose leaf buds begin to break early. Still, others are slower to bud, like the ashes and oaks. There are children who go through each day happy, like the song sparrow who sings every day. Teachers are like the songbird parents who raise their families on our North Shore. For 10 months, we make seemingly endless trips to school, poking plump bits of information or suggestions into our young ones. We range out in between, gleaning tidbits and new ideas to bring to them, because a varied diet helps them grow. Unlike many bird species, we must give extra to those in our care who are behind or not as developed. We are a preschool through sixth grade building. The sixth graders have been fed with knowledge, corrected and redirected when behavior warranted, and nurtured with care and love. They are ready to leave this nest that many have known for 7 years. And they must fly. Some will sit grounded for a bit, unsure. Others will find a comfortable branch where they can feel safe, and some will immediately soar high up into the clouds. On Thursday, June 6th, we shared our last day together with our students. Kids flowed out the door of school like a river after spring thaw. They filed like ants onto their bus, while others dropped out into the eddies to join waiting parents. The staff stood out in front of the school at this moment to send them off one last time. Hands poked out each bus window, weaving like aspen leaves on a breezy day. We waved back. Some had tears in their eyes. Others did not. But all were smiling. Another cycle has come and gone, waiting to repeat itself again next fall. This concludes the phenology report. Thanks for listening this year. Have a great summer and be observant.
Be observant, indeed. Robbie, thank you for that eloquent and well-crafted observation. I love that. That was very nice.
I like the behavior of the kids describing that as if they were critters.
Yeah. Well, Robbie is definitely tuned into nature, and I'm sure she can see obviously she sees the connection that it makes with children, and it's pretty astonishing. And I'm happy to be her friend and happy to have her as a member of our phenology network.